I'm standing at the bottom of what should be one of the deepest parts of Lake Optima, right at the base of the dam. But instead of drowning, I'm stomping on dry ground. You can see the tiny panhandle outpost of Hardesty from the now closed road across the 100-foot-high earthen dam that stretches 3 miles across otherwise flat farmland, a narrow hill that dominates the horizon. At Packasnack, the town's only store, owner Fred Gift and local farmer Jason Richards joke about the road across the lake that wasn't.
Good kind of a shortcut.
It only took about a mile or so off. But
scenic route.
Yeah, but it was something different.
I'd go just because it was...
To see if it actually had water in it.
Yeah, see how much the water came up.
Richards and Gift have never seen Optima full. No one has. It's now a wildlife refuge. The Army Corps of Engineers finished construction on the dam in 1978 after decades of planning, but it didn't take long for project managers to figure out that Lake Optima was doomed, and why. The Beaver River, which was supposed to supply water to Optima, pretty much dried up completely during the building process. Its source is the vast underground Ogallala Aquifer that spans 8 western states. As a growing population pumped more of the aquifer's water for municipal use and irrigation, its water level dropped, cutting off much of the river's flow. Lifelong Guymon resident and city councilman Kim Peterson says irrigation caused another problem for the lake.
And what happens when it rains, most of the water goes or is captured on the ground for the farm. It doesn't run off and run down the creeks and draws into the river like it used to.
Other lakes struggle to fill or quickly silt over, but the Corps can't name a bigger failure than Lake Optima. The federal government still spends money to maintain the dam, but no longer wants to. A 2010 study was the first step toward finding a solution. It outlined several options, like selling the land to the county, destroying the dam entirely and returning the land to its natural state, or giving it back to the original owners. Peterson invites me to a council meeting set for that evening, where Chet Crone and Ken Stonecipher echo the sentiments of most of the residents I spoke with.
It was set for public recreation. It ought to continue to be.
Do you throw good money after bad by tearing it down? I don't know what purpose that would serve, since it's not holding any water.
Back at Lake Optima, most of the picnic tables and facilities have already been removed. Weston Storer, with the State Department of Wildlife Conservation, looks out at what amounts to a large puddle and says people still use Lake Optima, even if fishing and water skiing are out.
Deer hunting season for both muzzleloader and rifle are pretty big. There's been some very large deer come off this area, so I mean, it is good deer habitat.
He says camping, hunting, and birdwatching bring 2,000 to 5,000 visitors each year, but that's a far cry from one of the original goals of the Optima project, to attract 600,000 tourists to the area each year by 2014. For State Impact, I'm Logan Layden.